Week two in the books. Week three brings in Jeff Fisher, new head coach in St. Louis. Be very aware.
The Bears look to rebound from their loss in Green Bay Sunday on the lakefront against the Rams. This is Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, the Bears face the St. Louis Rams. They are not the same team that went 2-14 last year. How much improvement have they made this year?
I think their whole approach to the game, they're much more aggressive. They're playing full speed. Jeff Fisher has his teeth sunk into this defense, and you can see it. It's evidence with the speed and the ferociousness of the way they tackle. But again, there are opportunities for the Bears. I think the way they spread their defense out, the territory they make each individual player take responsibility for. If you have good games for the individual blockers and space blocks, look for the Bears' running game to take control of the afternoon.
We saw how the Packers took away Brandon Marshall playing the two-man defense with a guy covering him short, guy covering him long. What do the Bears have to do next time that happens to get more people involved to help out in the offense?
Well, sustain your blocks, one thing. Go to the line of scrimmage confidently. If you know Brandon Marshall is involved in a double move off the line of scrimmage, make sure that your protection is so secure that Jay's going to have the proper amount of time to find his target. But then again, I think you have to incorporate different levels of the passing game. Incorporate Brandon Marshall on the move, standing still, trying to get him in those matchups we all envisioned when they traded for him. So I do believe this is still a big opportunity for Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall. But I think the Bears right now, offense, they have to sink their teeth into the running game because that's going to help the play-action pass be more deceptive. And then it's going to give you those big play downfield opportunities, both to Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey.
Now, I know you kind of burrow away in your little lair at Hallis Hall watching a lot of tape. So you tell me, what have you seen about Sam Bradford? What kind of challenges does he pose, and what are the Bears going to do against him?
Size, accuracy, and intelligence. The guy is very, for the injuries he's had in the past in his career, he will stay in the pocket. He will stay behind the line of scrimmage. His accuracy for passes of distance is very good, so the coverage is going to have to be even tighter, challenging to Jennings and Peanut, DJ Moore, everybody else. But Sam Bradford is also, he has a solid running back in Steven Jackson. That's such a beast behind the line of scrimmage. There's always a threat of him running the ball or running efficient screens. And then he targeted one player last week 16 times and caught 15 passes, Danny Amendola. If you have that one outlet receiver that you can count on 100% of the time, it's always a quarterback's best friend.
I've been very impressed with the way the Bears' defensive linemen have rushed the passer so far. I believe the Bears are tied for second in the NFL with 8 sacks, all of them by their linemen. What have you seen, and how important is it to get that pressure on Bradford this week?
Pressure with 4 is so overwhelmingly important. And then the versatility of the defensive linemen. You look at the different combinations that they've been able to use in the first couple weeks, and then the effectiveness out of those changes. Shea McClellan, Julius Peppers on the inside, Israel Adonijay, Henry Melton on the outside. Different variations, different stunts. If you can go into a game counting that you can get pressure on your front four, those passing lanes are even more clogged up, more bodies in the way, and it gives Rod Marinelli an opportunity to really sick the dogs on Bradford.
Tom, today's Twitter question is about Shiloh Rochelle. It's from Jacob Finewood. As you know, Shiloh is stepping in at left guard. As a former guard, how tough is it to switch sides like that after you've played one side your whole career?
You know, Shiloh's a really good athlete, and he's really intelligent. He's been involved in this football team since the beginning of training camp. He knows all the assignments. There's not going to be a mental change at all between Chris Spencer and Shiloh Rochelle. But then it does echo inside the locker room. When you change your first veteran in the lineup, it means that everybody else becomes a little bit more insecure about their jobs, and maybe that elevates the way they play. But I expect, like the running back position, with Shiloh Rochelle in the lineup, there will be no changes to what this offense should be capable of doing.
Tom, right now it's time to make your case for a player that's going to have a big impact on the game Sunday.
Well, I'm going to go for a position. It's going to be the offensive tackle position. They've come under a lot of fire from last week's performance, but I think this is a great opportunity for those guys to step above the line, have those big individual blocks that I talked about in providing the running room for the running back position of the Bears, and then give the extended protection for Jay Cutler to find the big receivers downfield.
Tom, I'm going to make my case for Michael Bush in the backfield. Whether or not Matt Forte plays or not, I think the Bears are going to lean on Michael Bush, who's on a crusade to prove that he's more than just a short yardage and a goal line back. Here's a guy who stepped in for the Raiders last year, rushed for 977 yards, I think he's going to do a great job this season and especially on Sunday against the Rams. All right, Tom, well, we're looking forward to an exciting week three. I know the Bears want to get the bad taste out of their mouth this Sunday against the Rams. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.